This is 90.3 KEDM. I'm Corey Crow. The LA wallet app's being put to another use. Brian McClinton with the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries says beginning today, hunting and fishing licenses will be able to be displayed on the app.
We know that a lot of people have been having a little grief about the paper, the 8.5 by 11 printing of the hunting and fishing licenses instead of the waterproof paper.
LA wallets also used to show driver's licenses and will show COVID-19 vaccination confirmations. McClinton says you don't have to do anything to make sure that your hunting or fishing license are incorporated with the app.
If they have the app and their phone is connected to and they have the actual LA wallet, they're going to see a Wildlife and Fisheries logo. And they click on it and it'll say connect, link your account. You click that button and it'll pull it up.
While you may choose to carry your physical hunting and fishing licenses with you, McClinton says it won't be necessary from now on as long as you've registered with LA Wallet on your smartphone. Less than 2 years after a 15-0 football season and a national championship, Ed Ogeron is out as head football coach of the LSU Tigers. Ogeron will continue to lead the program for the rest of the 2021 season while the search for a new head coach is underway. After that glorious 2019 season, Ogeron's Tigers have gone 9-8.
I knew we had to sustain that momentum and we had to sustain that standard. And I know that the last 2 years hasn't been the standard of LSU. So when he came and talked to me after the Kentucky game, I knew that it was time.
Ogeron was asked why the program has fallen to mediocrity.
I'm not the one to evaluate myself. I'll let y'all do that. Y'all do it enough. I could care less about it.
LSU Athletic Director Scott Woodard says it's time for a new direction.
At LSU, we expect to compete for SEC and national championships year in and year out. We are proud of that standard, and we'll always work to uphold it. Our last two seasons have simply not met that standard.
This is 90.3 KEDM Monroe, a public radio service of the University of Louisiana Monroe.